Cross-quarter days were more than times of increased superstitions, with many practical concerns to follow up. These days subdivided the agricultural year and served as markers for what tasks should be done. May Day itself was a gale day, when rents were due and tenancies began or ended. Soil tilling was expected to be completed, and the topical subject of turf cutting began at this time. Attending to animals, be it docking of tails or castration, was done around Bealtaine. Fairs took place in towns marking the beginning of a new season. Old Ireland had two types of gathering, Éanach being for pleasure and the other Anach for business. By the late 19th century, the two had become one. One such tradition occurring in May and November was definitely the latter, being the hiring fair. These were where young men were sold to farmers for up to 6 months at a time. Between the 17th and 19th centuries, hiring fairs were commonplace throughout Ireland. All over the province of Ulster, from Donegal Town to Ballycastle, hiring days were held in places situated between an area of poor land from where the labourers came and an area of good farming land where labour was needed, such as the Lagan Valley along the Foyle River. The main centres in the northwest were at Derry, Strabane and Letterkenny, with smaller fairs being held in Limavady, Cookstown, Oma, Balbafay and in Donegal Town. The Diamond in Donegal Town is where folk would travel for the fair day and the market day. In our audio excerpt, we hear Mairead McNulty tell us a bit more about the atmosphere on one of those hiring fair days.
The fairs would have been held here the second Friday in every month, and also you had markets every Saturday. And the local farmers would have brought in their produce, they would have brought in potatoes, they brought in eggs, and they would have sold these, and many a bargain would have taken place here around the Diamond. A lot of the women would have sold apples and dillisk. And you'd have had the traders then coming in from outside. They'd have been selling delf and selling clothes to the local women, to the local men. The fair days were very important days around, and you had a big fair day in May, the May fair day, and also the harvest fair day. And it was great excitement for the children because they didn't have to go to school on these days. Another unusual occurrence which would have occurred here in the Diamond was the rabble fairs. And rabble fairs would have been the hiring fairs. And they would have occurred on the 20th and 27th of May and the 20th and 27th of November. And what happened with the rabble fairs were children as young as 10 and probably up to about the age of 16. They were here in the Diamond and they were going to be let out on contract to work in the bigger farm for the bigger farmers up in the north of the county in the Lagan Valley and also in the neighbouring counties of Derry, Fermanagh and Tyrone. So they've been let out for the 6 months. A price would have been agreed here in the Diamond and they went off to work, hard labour for 6 months. I suppose nowadays you'd call it child slavery. And that would have lasted up until about the 1950s.